You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls. It's Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the college and profession, I guess, going hand in hand, and I have to say that just wasn't the case for myself. I didn't take the traditional route into college, meaning I didn't get enrolled into a two-year or four-year program. I was basically taking what they would call certification courses at the local colleges so that I can get certified in IT.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
Right. The problem, though, with that, there's a problem with that as well, is that in IT, the standards change on almost, if not on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. So a good example of that would be if you're into web design, you know, you go in and you learn HTML, maybe a little bit of JavaScript. Well, now you have to know ASP, you have to know Perl, you have to know PHP to do the new advanced Ajax or Web 2.0 design for web design.
So wait, what's the problem exactly? I mean, you can just keep getting certified in those things.
It keeps it's a cash cow. You have to go back and keep being recertified, and these people are the people that are running these certification courses are making tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars over something that we could probably all learn by going to Wikipedia or, you know, to, you know, countless sites on the web. Unfortunately for me, I didn't have that luxury when I first started out back in the early 90s. The websites weren't as advanced as they are today, obviously. So I was, you know, trapped in shelling out the major bucks to get these certifications that are proven to be useless over, you know, a year or 2 or 3 years in time. In IT, I guess it goes along with a little bit of, about the, well, medical profession is a little bit different. You have to kind of go to college for that to learn how to cut somebody open. But, as far as if you're going into something like IT or technology, as your passion, I would recommend, cram information off of knowledgeable websites, become personally trained, self-taught, in other words, you would have just about the same amount of knowledge, if not more so, than the person that's coming down the pipe, coming out of college.
Sure, and I mean, just to defend the certifications, I'm no IT expert, but I guess if you were coming out of college, you know, you've got that college degree in information technologies, and as you say, the technologies and the parameters are changing on a daily basis, so as time goes on, that degree becomes more and more worthless. It's just this old thing that you've got in your repertoire at that point. It's not really that worthwhile. At least the certifications cost less than you know, full 4 years in college, as I understand. Them. And in addition, you don't really have to be certified to get work. It just probably makes it a little easier to find the work. I mean, if you've got some things in your portfolio, you know, websites that you've worked on, things that you can point to show, you know, this is my work, I'm this good, then I think that actually having the portfolio is probably pretty valuable in comparison to just having a bunch of certifications and nothing you can really point to say, I did this.
I would agree with that, Ian, on that spectrum when you talk about websites. But if you go into something like I was doing, which is computer security, locking down personal computers, web servers and such of that nature, the big companies now are really stressing the whole you need to have certification. The problem is there's a lot of people that get these certifications that are just dumb as a brick. They know what they're taught, but they execution wise they just can't follow through on it. Whereas I'm not even certified, but I have, you know, practical knowledge. I do it on a daily basis, and I can demonstrate my intelligence and competency in this realm. But because I didn't go and actually sit through a 6 or 8 week certification course, spend $1,500 to $3,000 on certification,
right.
I'm supposed to be just pushed aside, being claimed as being worthless.
Now, so, you've done work in those particular industries. Can't you show job experience, and don't employers look at that? I mean, you know,
a lot of things have changed in the last, well, I would say the last 5 years. It has to do with risk management. There was a lot of people that claimed that had all this knowledge and this experience, and they put it on a resume or whatever, and then when they go to work for these big companies, they end up, screwing up on the job, and, they damage physical hardware. They end up costing these companies tens of millions of dollars to get all this stuff replaced. So now they kind of like want that piece of paper to show, hey, yeah, at least you're confident to know that you can follow directions in a classroom.
Well, all I can say is competition's a bitch, I mean, the fact is, the IT industry, I remember a few years ago, everybody was saying, and when I say a few, it could be seven, but I remember years ago, everybody was saying, oh, you got to get into IT. There's all kinds of opportunities there. So a bunch of people went into IT,
sure.
And now you've got this glut of people that they all know the same thing, and they're all, cutting each other's throat over getting whatever jobs are available. So inevitably, there are going to be things like certification that comes to the surface as a way to differentiate between these potential employees. And if that's what the employers are looking for, and if that's what you really want to do, then either jump through those hoops or find something else or find some other way to monetize your skills.
Yeah, well, I wholeheartedly agree. Just on a lighter note, you throw IT into the same IT marketing into the same boat. You go into college to learn advertising, marketing, and whatnot. It's kind of funny that most colleges won't even address proven business models that work in online. They always stick with what's happened in traditional media, being television and audio.
It's not a surprise that college would be a little slow to catch up and innovate, because they aren't really a true market-based organization. Yeah. Most of them are state-subsidized.
I've been in advertising for years. I guess I started in 1998, and I guess I've met, that I know of, one guy in the industry that had an advertising degree. Now, essentially what I've done is advertising sales. I've worked for radio stations, magazines, websites, selling advertising for those venues. One guy I know had a degree. He worked for the radio station for probably 9 months or so, and then got offered a job in the medical field and essentially became a business office manager for a medical company. And he hasn't used his degree since.
Well, and I know there are real estate degrees, and you can get a 4-year degree in real estate.
Wow.
You don't really need it for anything.
I didn't think you did.
And to be honest, I don't know that I've met anyone in the real estate field who's had a degree in it. But
yeah, real estate has historically been a field that a lot of people just get into because
they can sell.
Yeah, hard.
It's not. I mean, it's something where if you can go out and get the listings to sell, you've got something. It's not an easy industry by any stretch.
No, it's not hard to get whatever the certification is to become a realtor. That's what I meant.
Right.
There's a lot of competition because of that within the industry. Bill, any final thoughts for us tonight?
Well, I did have a quick question for Nick. If I can pose it to him, I can take it off the air.
Yeah, sure. Go. Go ahead.
Nick, you are a content developer. Media content developer, and I was just wondering what your take was on the whole walkout in Hollywood as far as the strike goes, and how that do you feel that their claims of wanting that little bit of penny revenue off of download streaming is worth basically putting a halt to television?
I do develop content with Free Minds TV. I don't really have any experience in that industry as far as commercial television.
You don't have writers.
But to be honest, if writers have a skill, and all they're doing by striking is really depending on their labor. I think even without government protections for their union, they would be able to strike and negotiate. So, for the TV viewer, it might not be great, but I can understand why they want what they want, and I think they're going to get it because they have a valuable skill and they're organized.
Let's talk about that more on the way. Bill, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. There's actually a story about the writer's cartel, as it's being called, over at LouRockwell.com. We'll share that with you, and you might be surprised at how much some of these writers actually make. And they're making themselves sound like they're so poor. Are they? More on the way. Free time. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 6, 2007. Gold, 823.80 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $848.44, 418.10 for half, 209.05 for quarter. That's $848.44, 418.10, and 209.05. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us. at freetalklive.com. And are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the call-in line. You can bring up anything. We'll talk about the writers here in a moment, but let's try Jeremy again. He was having cell phone trouble earlier. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm here, guys. You got me?
Let's try one more time, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, anyway, sorry to bother you guys again, but what was on my mind and why I was asking for that number to the mainstream media is that we need to jam their lines, too, you know, that we get equal coverage, you know, because they're just running over us and ignoring us. They
when you say us, you mean who? Who are you referring to?
Ron Paul Jones.
Oh, okay, Ron Paul supporters. Got you, and the Ron Paul campaign.
Yes, sir.
Hasn't he been getting... I have been completely out of touch with the news world today because I've been out at the polling location all day long, but I believe he's been getting coverage. They talked about it on the morning this morning on the radio.
Well, he was a little bit, but it's always in the end, and it's only a few seconds, and they always dedicate 5 or 10 minutes every day on the Today Show and these kind of people and stuff like this. We need to start jamming their lines up.
Well, now, you can't expect... Now, to be fair, I mean, from a programming standpoint, you can't expect a show like the Today Show or Nightline or whatever, you know, one of these news shows or magazine shows... to spend an entire hour on Ron Paul. I mean, five minutes is usually one of their segment lengths, or 10 minutes or whatever.
I don't expect that. I just think that we're always at the bottom of, you know, Ron Paul's always at the bottom of everything, and he's a record breaker. The American people want this guy, and yet they continue to ignore him, and I think we should jam their lines and make them...
I think, you know, more contact with the media about Ron Paul, the better. I think that it's, you know...
I think you should be tactful about it.
Vinegar and honey, of course, but...
Yeah. I think that jamming their lines and being rude isn't going to get you anywhere. I think that being tactful...
Not being rude, but, I mean, I think we should get the media's numbers because they deliberately ignore them because it's against their agenda.
Well, pick up the phone book. I don't know if you guys have any TV stations there in Kalispell, but you might want to give them a call.
No, you wouldn't want to come here. It's just beautiful mountainous country.
We've got mountains in New Hampshire, too. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. And I agree. I think that if your local media or if the media that you like to watch, mainstream nationwide media like MSNBC or whatever you watch, ABC News, isn't covering Ron Paul to the extent you think they should be, then give him shoot him an email or give him a phone call and let him know how you feel.
I think they've been doing a fair job of covering him more recently.
It's been getting better.
I saw him on CNN yesterday for the Money Bomb. I mean, that was before the totals were even in. He was getting coverage in several major newspapers and TV outlets, and
it's usually pretty positive.
Yeah,
I've heard two stories, by the way, on the totals. I've heard 3.99 million in 24 hours and 4.2 million.
It was somewhere around 4 million.
They also say that apparently you could fax donations in, and there's plenty of people out there that don't have access to the computer, as Jeremy will attest. And they said that their little credit card online thing was backed up, so it could very well be more.
Well, what I was wondering was what they were doing for the time zone shift. Because people on the West Coast, were they doing 24 hours from midnight?
Eastern to Eastern.
Right, yeah. Eastern to Eastern, or were they doing... on November 5th, wherever you happen to be in the time zones, because that would make a difference.
So I think it's fair to say they pulled 4 million.
Yeah, about 4 million.
In one 24-hour period. It's just incredible, just a record-setting day for Ron Paul. I believe they set the record for most contributions of any Republican presidential candidate. I saw a rumor that it was of any presidential candidate, but I don't believe that's true.
Not true. I think it was the most online donations in a single day for a single candidate, but it wasn't the most in money terms.
But it was the most in money terms for any Republican candidate, period, throughout the entire year, because Mitt Romney was 3.1 million.
For the primary, yes.
Right. Yep. And also a record number of contributions, so number of people contributing, also a record number.
Yeah, and one day. They're ahead of their goal for the quarter. They're at 7.43 million right now, so... they're doing real good.
You can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joel in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Joel.
Joe?
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. What's on your mind?
Oh, you're fine. I had a couple questions for you guys. I wanted to, first of all, ask you if you had heard anything about this article I'd come across this afternoon saying that Ron Paul could be excluded from the Des Moines debate there in December because of his poll numbers being way too low.
Well, that would be a mistake on the debate organizer's part, because we've seen what happens there is that anytime Ron Paul's excluded from something, his supporters go crazy and contact as many people as they possibly can to express their outrage, and then they usually organize an event happening like across the street that's attended by two times as many people as the actual debate. I mean, they just I think that it's going to be a big mistake if they do that.
I hope you're right about that. But my second thing, and kind of along the same lines, is like, okay, so his poll numbers are low, you know, so they say. How do, you know, Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani and all these guys come out ahead of the horse race like they're, you know, they'd already been running, you know, for, you know, 6 months before everyone else for whatever reason. You know, like Fred Thompson was polling above Ron Paul before he had even said he was in the race. You know, where are these numbers coming from? I mean, I don't even know who Mitt Romney is. I don't even know, you know, Rudy Giuliani, yeah, he's the darling of New York City during 9/11. But where do these guys get this jump start from, you know?
That's a fine question.
You know, the media takes, for whatever reason, they decide who's going to be the one that makes it and does it. And,
right.
Of course,
they're little darlings.
Giuliani has some name recognition.
Sure.
What they do is they look at the past and they apply it to the future as though that is going to be the truth every single time. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. Governors have a pretty good shot of getting into office in the United States. But, you know, that's not helping Huckabee.
Is that what Mitt Romney was, the governor of Massachusetts?
He's the
right?
governor of Massachusetts. But yeah. That Mike Huckabee is the governor of Arkansas. And everybody knows that there's no governor of Arkansas ever going to be president of the United States.
what do you guys think about Mike Huckabee?
He's a scumbag.
he's a smaller government guy, but he's really the...
How do you know that?
Because I've listened to him, and
that doesn't mean anything. They can say whatever they want.
He's got some appeal, I got to say. But did you notice that all these guys that pull ahead of Ron Paul are all CFR guys? Is there anything to that?
Council of Foreign Relations, which is basically an organization of neocons that agitate for warmongering around the world, correct?
I spent some time looking up all the names that hit the top of the polling numbers, and they're all CFR members. McCain... Huckabee, Romney, you know, Giuliani, of course, Thompson even. I mean, they're all CFR guys. Hillary is.
I think people can
Obama.
Read a little too much into that. I think politicians naturally have an interest in interventionism overseas. I mean, that's just standard fare for American politics.
So they're interventionists.
They're attracted to that because it's an interventionist think tank.
And we know that's the way most of these politicians think is bomb, 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 war, war, war. Thanks for the call, dude.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI, the collections professionals that sponsor Free Talk Live. They are hiring for all different positions at the company there, and you can check it out, the positions that they have. They're both in Defiance, Ohio, and in Columbus, Ohio, and they'd like to hire Free Talk Live listeners over anyone else, so I think that's a pretty good thing. So check out SACL CAI at our banner, at the banner at freetalklive.com.
Definitely worth looking into. 800-259-9231. Continuing with the phone calls, Georgia. Oh, excuse me, not Georgia. That's Ken in Louisiana. We've got Ken. Hello there.
Hi there. I want to ask you guys a loaded question.
Yes, sir. Load it up.
Why didn't you mention someone like LeBron James?
Who?
LeBron James. LeBron James didn't go to college, but he's a multimillionaire at this point, right?
I don't even know who that is. Who is that? Basketball player?
Oh, LeBron
player?
James. Professional basketball player.
Oh, okay. Oh, again, Mark's list earlier, you're referring to a list that Mark read in hour number one of 15 entrepreneurs who have been very successful that didn't go to college, and many of them didn't even finish high school. There's a lot more than 15 out there. I'm sure that they left LeBron out.
okay, the reason that I asked you that question, the reason I say it's loaded, is because when you go down and you examine the list, I mean, that list was compiled over how many decades of people, and it's a very short list.
Sure, they just those took people, the high points.
The people that are on that list either had a unique talent, like LeBron James, or came into knowledge that was hitherto unknown. For example, the Mrs. Fields, what her great-grandmother's chocolate cookie recipe. The average person does not have an unusual talent or for their lifetime never come into this kind of knowledge. And college is one of the ways that these people, even if they're not working in the field that they may have gone to college to, gives them the background. I remember I had a college instructor that said, basically, the only thing that a college degree means is that you're trainable.
Right. It's a license to go out and learn how to do a job in the future is what I've heard people say. But, you know, I feel like you can go out and look, I support my family. I haven't finished college. My wife has a 4-year degree. I'm paying off her 4-year degree that she's not using in the field she's not using it in. You know,
right.
There's for as many college success stories out there, and I'm not saying that college is a bad thing. I'm just saying that if you should use it for what you want to do. If you
need to be careful with it. It's
right.
Just not something you have to go and do because someone in high school told you should, or your mom and dad think it's the best idea. It may not be the best idea, and I think that's all we're saying here is that I think kids in America are raised, they're inculcated with this concept that you must go to college if you want to be successful, and it's just not true. It's misinformation.
It is. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to be successful.
Sure doesn't.
But, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the statistics over the lifetime. A person who goes to college makes much more money than one who doesn't.
Guess who puts those statistics out? Hey, guess who puts those numbers out?
Probably the colleges.
Yeah,
right. And I think what's unfair about those numbers, before you go on, because I have seen those numbers, what's unfair about them is that they're including the doctors and the lawyers and the engineers and the architects and the people that I think likely should go to college. But, you know, what they're not...
You factor them out.
I want to take those people out, and I want to look at the people who got liberal arts degrees, people who got a degree in the French horn, political science, sociology, communications, those sort of fluffy degrees.
My friend, one of my best friends from high school got a degree in sociology. In fact, he went and got, master's that's after bachelor's? Bachelor's,
yes,
and master's?
Right.
He went to the master's. What's after master's or something after that?
Doctorate.
Right? I don't know if he went that far, but he definitely got a master's in sociology, and
right.
he's like completely lost with his life. He doesn't know what to do. He's gone
right.
and moved to
and
Seattle so he can play guitar.
You see that a lot. But the bottom line is you can go through any poor area in the country, and I guarantee you you're going to find more than 15 people who didn't go to college who are just barely getting by.
Sure, and I would say that those to those people, the college could be a bit more valuable because I think that one of the basics there is, and those people will likely get a lot of free money to go to college. You know, the way the colleges make their money is off middle and upper middle class people that send their kids to and spend $30,000 a year. But I think that the single most important factor for getting a job is communication, and in a lot of poor areas, whether whatever particular ethnicity they are, they've got dialectual speaking differences that kind of there's a glass ceiling for those people. Unfortunately, they could be as smart as they could possibly be, but
right.
If parents will, and parents they don't even have the capacity to teach because they have the same dialects that are growing up.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, that's where they learn their dialect from.
Right. So I think that if they can go and
look at what government schools doing,
government schools do nothing to teach people how to speak Midland, which is what sort of my accent is, Midland English, which is so valuable. My friend.
That's correct.
Yeah, my friend Julian's black, and you would not be able to tell over the telephone. As a matter of fact, he used to do a business where he would, make telephone calls, and then he'd show up at people's offices and that kind of thing. And every day he'd have somebody who's surprised. Holy crap!
Now you mentioned black people. There's plenty of white people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just,
No, you don't
I run into that too quite a bit. I'm black also.
And a lot of people don't know what they're, you know, don't expect to see it. And the reason that you've probably likely done, one of the reasons that you've likely done well is people, you know, they can, because you speak like I do, I get more, you know, psychological connections with you. And that's how the boss sees it too. And that's how people that hire see it.
Mirroring to some extent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like it or not, your intelligence in this country is based on mastery of the language.
Yeah, I think that people will judge your intelligence based on it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant.
I was in prison for 9 years with some of the sharpest black guys that you know had sort of the you know southern black dialect, and you know they're not going to get the best jobs when they get out because of that. You know, dialect, but man, I've met some smart guys in prison that happen to be black, and you know, it's likely the communication that's going to hold them back, not their college degree.
Right, absolutely. But then when you do go to college, the chances are you're going to be directed to take those English classes, which mm-hmm. may improve your English, which may change the way that you're judged.
I also think that people need to have frank conversations with, and it's not just black people, it's, you know, white people that have silly accents and, you know, Hispanic people that haven't, you know, overcome the accents. But, you know, accents are tough when in getting jobs. I think people need to have frank conversations with them and lay it out and like, you know, this is likely the most important skill you can learn.
And,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I think it's also important to point out that you don't necessarily have to take a college course or have to go to 4 years of college to adjust your language and to start learning how to speak more, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if correctly is the right way. More like, what is it, Midland? More Midland?
You know, just what is normal.
Yeah.
You know, what people expect, what news announcers
proper,
speak
proper
like.
Proper English.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know that it's proper. We don't even use who and whom properly. But,
You know. Which is true, but it's understandable and it's not full of a bunch of mispronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, it was a great call.
Nice conversating with you.
We appreciate making it, and we hope to hear from you again at 800-259-9231. And just to reiterate the message here, it's not that you shouldn't go to college. It's that you should be very judicious and very careful and very
any
thoughtful.
Any purchase you make.
Right.
And I think a good high school education is the best thing you can have. A solid foundation is better than a weak foundation with a weak, you know, a wobbly 4 years added on top of it.
Buyer beware. And I think there are just a lot of buyers of college that they never even thought of being aware. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You'll find that it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, and we take that money in, and we turn it around into getting the show on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of liberty and freedom as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room form, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with the phone calls, let's talk to Rob in Georgia on the amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the last caller talking about the necessity for college, going to college, and also you kind of touched on speech patterns and dialect of English and accents and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are very important. I agree with a lot of the things he was saying. I was disagreeing with some of the things. I think that college is very much an individual thing. It does depend a lot upon your skill level. It depends upon your ability to communicate. I did not finish college, which most people who know me are rather surprised by, because I probably know more math than anybody who I personally know.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a friend of mine, well, except for one person. I do have one friend who is a PhD in math, and they know more math than me. But
right.
it does depend a lot on kind of where you are. What I find, and I don't think that most, let's say for black people who grew up in a neighborhood where they speak very heavily accented English, with that sort of a person, they really don't get the loss of the accent from going to college. What they get from going to college is that first job. What normally changes their accents, and I've known more than one person who's had this happen, what normally changes their accent is once they get that first job, they see what the other people around them who are being successful are doing.
Mm-hmm.
and then they start to change it. I mean, but I've known plenty of people who graduated from college who still have very little ability to communicate properly. I mean, they just don't speak well.
Yeah. Now, Rob, one thing I was thinking, and we were sort of talking about minorities and going to college and that kind of thing, is oftentimes people who are in minority groups, whether it's black or whether it's women or whatever, is they'll...
I don't know if women are minorities, but
they're considered part of the minority. You know,
aren't most people in America women?
Sorry.
I'm just contrary.
I'm not saying that they're in fact minorities.
A political minority, because that's really kind of what we're talking about.
Okay. Okay. They'll affect certain trappings of success in order to, be successful. They'll drive nicer cars, and this is just a generalization. It's, not true necessarily.
Fake it till you make it?
Yeah, fake it. They'll fake it till they make it. They'll, the girls will be a little tougher than they might normally be or whatever. And do you think to some extent that the college might be a benefit to somebody who's in a political minority more so than just somebody, just a white guy who wants to go out and get a job in, in a particular field?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's much any doubt in my mind that. I think that college can make a lot of financial sense. It makes more financial sense for black people than pretty much any other group that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a value there. But once again, it does depend somewhat on where you are. And it also depends on, and you also have to think about how you're going to go to college. I was actually speaking to a friend just yesterday. It's a young guy. He's 19 years old, and he's going to college at a pretty expensive private school. But he has an offer to get a scholarship from I think it's Syracuse. And I told him that, look, you should go to college for free if it is at all possible, unless you're going to one of the very elite schools in a particular field where it can make you money, then, you should go to college for free. I say college, to me, is like buying a car. It's a financial decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you should start looking at this based on finance. You're giving them money. They're giving you an education. It's a business transaction. You shouldn't really look at it in any sort of an emotional fashion. You should look at, okay, after 5 years, where am I going to be financially?
Yeah.
That's really what college should be about. That's one of the reasons why, in my mind, some of the majors that people were going to in college really didn't make any kind of sense. Something like a history or sociology degree works fine if you have wealthy parents and you're just going to college so that you can learn about the world and become an accultured person.
Yeah.
But if you're going to college from a working class family, you need to major in something which is going to make you money.
Yeah. That's
good point. I think a lot of people just get confused. They get caught up in the excitement of, they think that they can just go and get a degree in anything and that's somehow going to turn into a career for them, and it just doesn't work that way.
Well, I think that college, to some degree, was kind of made for different sorts of people who actually are going now. Originally, university, you go off to university because your parents are very wealthy, you're learning about the world, you're going to have the opportunity to travel around the world on your parents' money, you want to know something about it. That's kind of how it was made. I mean, that's the crowd it was made for when the entire university system and the method of going off to college and stuff, when all that stuff came about, you were educating fairly well the children of wealth. People.
Well,
but once you got into a situation where you got working class people, that sort of model really doesn't work as well. So some of those majors just don't make sense for people in certain socioeconomic conditions.
Well, I don't think academia has really adjusted itself to that reality because still have a lot of college professors and people in high school education encouraging people to go and take a major like history or sociology because they think college is just about for the joy of learning, when in reality, for somebody...
Right.
In a working class family forking over tens of thousands of dollars a year to go to college, it's not a luxury you can afford to just go and become an educated person.
And it makes sense. The academics don't understand that. They live in this balloon of academia where they don't actually have to exist in the real world.
Oh, absolutely.
And all it does is reinforce itself, because when you major in a lot of these majors, really what you're going to find out is the joy of working for the government. I mean, a lot of these majors are essentially like multi-level marketing schemes. They're basically teaching the next generation of teachers.
It's true. Another thing that I was shoot, I lost my, after he said that bureaucrat comment, I lost my thought, excuse me.
That's all right. I think that it's been an excellent conversation. And Rob, any other thoughts?
No, that's all I had to say.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. It just amazes me, the attitudes of some of the people in the world of academia. They really are completely oblivious to what it's like to live in the rest of the world, in a world where you actually have to be a productive member of the, you know, the economy in order to survive to some extent.
Well, and I think another thing about college is it, and this was the thought that I was going to make, is it sort of hands learning to you on a silver platter. You go and you sit in a room, whether it's, you know, with a
this is how you learn
500 people or with 25 people. You go sit in a you know, a classroom for 50 minutes or whatever, and then they tell you this is the stuff you're going to learn, and this is the stuff we're going to test you on, and blah blah blah.
Mm.
But if, for instance, you're going for a history degree, and if I were to go back to school, I would go for either an economics degree or a history degree, because those are the two things in life that I'm kind of interested in. I've talked to people who've you know, gone far in economics. Jason from SACL CAI has a PhD in economics, and those people know a heck of a lot more than I do, so, you know, it essentially turned me off. Man, that seems like a lot of work. But you can self-educate on those subjects pretty well, and a lot of subjects you can self-educate on.
Well, you don't want to go back to college for economics, because they don't teach Austrian economics at most colleges.
No, they teach, you know, Keynesian socialist economics.
Right.
Right, and I think with history as well, you might be better off self-educating on it if you want to take a balanced view of history
right.
and read, you know, books from different perspectives is what you should really do if you want to be well-versed.
And if you
want to
read Marx, then go to college.
I've read lots of history books, but at this point, I feel ever so slightly inadequate when it comes to history because I don't have a degree in the subject.
Well, you know, I've read Marx, I've read Che Guevara, I've read Mein Kampf. I mean, I read all the significant literature, even if I know I'm going to disagree with it, because it's still a significant perspective.
Somebody might whip it out on you, and you don't want to look uneducated.
Yeah, and just to be well-versed in it, not that you have to agree with it. But
you did that all on your own.
Right, without having somebody try to push it on me when I wasn't interested.
Or to tell you what it,
to tell you what it
means.
Right.
And
Yeah.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still on the way, the results from Julia's election here in Keene, New Hampshire, as well as our co-host on Friday nights. We'll give you that and talk about the writers' things. We didn't get to that. We still we said we'd talk about it, the writing strike, which I guess, what are Americans going to do? I mean, Americans love their television. Aren't they going to get tired of all the reruns? Maybe the American people are going to throw a hissy fit over this. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's certainly an interesting situation. And we'll bring you some more details on that coming up in hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.